it does really open the floodgates. What stood out for you yesterday from just a historic, like, it's not a shocker that Tiger got back and won a major, and it wasn't incredibly dramatic how he did it, Ian, but I think we all agree, we've just not seen a golf story ever quite like it.
No, it's, you're absolutely right. I think you have to really, you know, do a little background check on all of this, and, you know, what he has gone through in his, not only just, you know, from a physical standpoint with four back surgeries. It wasn't that long ago, you know, Tiger Woods couldn't even move. I mean, he was, you know, closer to a wheelchair than he was a green jacket. So, you know, and every single time he did make an attempt at coming back, you know, we've watched it over and over again, him just, you know, crumbling to the ground, falling to his knees, getting carted off the golf course. When you put that reel together, let's not put the reel together of all the tournaments that he's won, you know, and took and take a deeper dive into all those surgeries he's had, for him to just to go out and win another golf tournament, never mind at Augusta, is unbelievable when you come to think about it. And I don't know if there, you know, is a greater comeback story in sports, from a team perspective or an individual. The only difference here compared to, you know, you roll back the clock to like the 50s when, you know, Hogan went through that car accident, and we didn't really, we don't get the deep dive into that because of the time. Everything back then was print media or over radio. We didn't get the social media aspect of really what was happening to Hogan for him to be able to come back and play. The stories of him wrapping up his legs just to be able to walk around a golf course and, you know, things like that, maybe a lot greater than we have an understanding of, but there's no doubt about it. What Tiger Woods did yesterday is incredible.
And Ian, I kind of surprised myself a little bit when I'm watching him win this tournament. And for some reason, I was extremely emotional watching it. And I think that a lot of people had that same feeling. And for me, I'm a casual Tiger Woods fan. I think what he does is very exciting, and especially what he had done in the past. But he's not exactly the most likable person, or he hadn't been before. More recently, he's opening up, joking to the media about being bald and the stress and things like that. But why is it that people are so attached to this golfer?
Well, I think, you know, there was a period of time there, and, you know, I've mentioned this before, there was a 10-year window there that Tiger Woods was probably the greatest athlete of all time. You know, in that window, he was Muhammad Ali, and, you know, recognizable around the world. If he didn't play golf, there were people in, you know, the middle of Africa that knew who Tiger Woods was. So, and for him to, as you say, he sort of, if you want to call it, repented himself with not only with the media, but also with the golf fans, with his teammates. I mean, they've talked about it. Not in a million years, when Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open, would Tiger Woods be waiting behind the 18th green to give a guy a hug? That just didn't happen. The way he interacts with the galleries now, things like that. We all love an underdog. We like an underdog who has come back from a very dark place, a place that we could, you know, cast him into the, you know, the darkest parts of the world for what he was accused of. But he has sort of repented himself. He's become a great father. He's become a better person because of it. And I think that he has looked at the past and go, I could have lost all of this and I'm given another chance and now I'm going to be a better person for it. So we've accepted him for this new Tiger, and we love the new Tiger. I think we always wanted that person. And so his father built a specific machine to win golf tournaments, and now we've got a friendlier version of it, and I think everybody loves it.
Ian, friendly but still very intimidating. You mentioned the other guys on tour who were kind of feeling the Tiger effect yesterday. They heard those roars from around the golf course, no matter where they were yesterday. Did that affect any of their play, do you think, or was this just going to be Tiger's tournament no matter what?
Well, I think that now we're going to see what that sort of, you know, I've always said when I played with Tiger, there was always a two-shot penalty as soon as you went to the tee. That Tiger effect, not only from the spectator standpoint, but also from his intimidation, he just knew he wasn't going to collapse. And now I think that he has won a major. I think the reason why this has happened, I mean, he had to prove to himself, you know, people say, well, he had an opportunity against Molinari to win the British Open. He collapsed at that British Open. He had the lead after 10 holes of the final round. Tiger Woods, the old Tiger Woods, would never lose that golf tournament. he ends up losing that golf tournament. He comes back and wins the tour championship. So now he's proved to himself he can win. Now he's proved he can win a major championship. What happened on the 12th hole yesterday with Molinari, the spectators, the Tiger effect of winning, Brooks Koepka not being able to hold that putt on the 18th hole, that is a direct effect of what happens to players when Tiger Woods has an opportunity to win a golf tournament. And you talk about, you know, the 13th man in a football game and things like that. I think that this happens during a golf tournament, especially around Augusta National. There's another person out there with Tiger Woods, and that's the spectators. And it's difficult to put that in the background and sort of execute what your own game when you know that he's breathing down your neck. So it's an interesting dynamic of what could go forward now, because this is a story like no other that's going to actually have an impact on other players' performance as it goes forward.
And I wonder if he can maintain popularity. If he becomes, again, you mentioned the underdog story, if he's now the odds on favorite as he is for every major the rest of the year, I don't know what that says to internally. I mean, the Spieths and the McIlroys, who's had a great start to the year coming to Toronto, the Dustin Johnsons as well. Like Jordan Spieth, we all looked at and said midway through 2017, he's playing remarkable golf and he's already won three majors and we're projecting ahead. Tiger could be a big roadblock for those three great, young, charismatic, to some extent, players. And they know that. They know that based on yesterday and last year.
Absolutely. And I've always said that. I mean, Tiger left the gate open for a long time for guys to walk through and start winning golf tournaments, gaining confidence, and winning major championships. And, you know, Dustin Johnson said, geez, I'd love to have Tiger back at his best so we could see that and compete against him. Well, you know, they better be careful what you wish for, because now they're going to get to actually feel it in every single tournament. And he's going to have an impact on the game. But there's a hardcore group of, say, 8 to 10 players out there right now that at any moment could be world number one. And Tiger Woods is in that. We have to remember something. Tiger Woods does not play this game to beat Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy. He has one goal in mind, and that's to win 19 majors and be better than Jack. So there's nothing else matters to him, because if all he cared about was money and winning golf tournaments and trophies and everything, I don't think Tiger Woods would have made the attempt to come back, because he knew that he may never walk again. But he's put that all in sacrifice to be able to talk, to be able to beat Jack's record. He talked about it. He talked about the shot that he hit on 12 after Molinari hit it in the water. Jack would have done that. He has comparisons to his entire life about Jack Nicklaus. He's obsessed with it, and he's not going away until he wins 19 majors.
In the PGA Championships at Bethpage, the U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach, both places Tiger's won before. So I guess he's going to win at least one of these, right?
You would think so. The only issue I have with it is, again, he hit some very much Tiger-like golf shots. He's going to probably be able to get away with that at Pebble Beach. He's not going to be able to get away with that at Bethpage, of driving it all over the place, especially if the USGA sets that golf course up anything like the previous US Open. So we'll see how the setup lends itself to that particular tournament, I think. But he's going to have to drive the ball better. He drove the ball better in the previous great version of Tiger Woods. So he's got all the other aspects of his game. He's putting better. If he would have putted anything like he did the last 2 days, the first two rounds at Augusta, he would have won by 8 shots. So he is putting better. But again, he now has proved to himself he can win a major championship. So that is going to put a completely different spin on Tiger Woods as he goes forward. But you're 100% right. Familiarity for Tiger Woods when he wins on venues is, we can see it over and over again. The amount of times he's won at Bridgestone, at Augusta, you know, the amount of times he's won at Memorial. So he's got those venues that just fit his eye, and those are two that are going to set up nicely for him.